Yes, you know, Disney was just USA Today put out a survey of the top 100 best songs in history, and Disney was number 91.
Great.
So, you know, at this stage of my career, I've been in the business over 55 years, and any compliment or award is very welcome on my part.
Yeah.
So I was very... It was kind of cool to see that. Anyway, 91 is better than 101 in any survey.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, Dizzy was came about. I was a regular on Where the Action Is in the mid-60s, the Dick Clark show.
Yes.
Called Where the Action Is. And Paul Revere and the Raiders were also on the show. And Paul lost his guitarist, and he asked me if I knew of a guitarist that might be interested in the job. So I suggested that he get in touch with my friend Freddie Weller in Atlanta. Freddie and I kind of started the business together.
Yes.
And so he called Freddie, and Freddie came out to Los Angeles and auditioned and got the gig. So we were doing a lot of Dick Clark tours at that time, and Paul was on the tour, and I was on the tour, and there were bus tours. We'd travel all over the U.S. doing concerts. And so Freddie was now part of the Raiders, and so when we would travel from city to city, Freddie and I would write songs, and Dizzy was the first song we wrote together.
Right.
And we started writing it on the bus tour. And so I went in and recorded it, and, you know, it turned out to be a huge, huge record. It was it's actually my biggest single of all. It was number one for 4 weeks in Billboard and sold over 15 million singles.
Uh-huh.
So it's a very huge record. So, and then Freddie and I wrote Jam Up and Jelly Tight, the follow-up to Dizzy.
Right.
And, we also wrote quite a few country songs that Freddie recorded and did quite well in their own right. So, Freddie joining the Raiders was a good thing that happened for both of us, because we really clicked as a team writing together, and I still consider him my writing partner to this day.